We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine.
This week in Palestine, the Israeli government has continued to put the onus of the occupation on the occupied Palestinians, this time going full force, blaming them for breaking the so-called ceasefire, which was declared at the Sharm el-Sheikh meeting towards the beginning of February. Of course, for anyone who was paying attention, they noticed that Israeli occupation forces killed 6 Palestinians towards the beginning of that so-called ceasefire. In addition, they increased settlement activity, kept building the apartheid wall, continued to impose checkpoints, and although there was the heavily lauded release of 500 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails, we know that most of them were towards the end of their sentences, and a great deal of them were in the jails for criminal activities, not for political activities. Many of them were in there for car theft. So at this point, the Israeli government is continuing to use the explosion in Tel Aviv earlier this week as the reason to cease talks with the Palestinians, cease to do anything that they had vaguely promised to do in the first place, and that includes releasing another 400 prisoners who are towards the end of their sentences as well. So today we have with us Maram. She's a 15-year-old girl. She lives in a refugee camp in the West Bank, and she wants to talk in general about how the situation is now in Palestine, as the international media has spent a great deal of time talking about how there's so many changes taking place, and we're going to find out from her if anything has actually changed or not. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So we'll just start by asking you if you want to talk about how the situation is now.
The situation here is very bad. There's no place to go. There's many checkpoints in the road, and they're building the wall. We can't go to school, can't go to any place.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about how your life is affected when these things happen? So how many days were you able to go to school last year? Was your school closed a lot of the days because of the curfews and because of the invasions? And how is the situation inside your camp where you live? You live in a refugee camp. Has anything changed inside of the camp since all of these talks have been going on?
Okay. Here in the camp, 1 square kilometer, there's more than 12,000 living square kilometer. There's two schools, one for girl and one for boy, for government school. And there's no universities.
I know that there are some things that you've been doing to try to make the situation better for yourself, despite the fact that there are so few opportunities right now because of the closure, because of the apartheid wall, because of the general economic situation. But I know that you have been working on studying journalism. You want to be a journalist. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing in that regard?
Yes, I choose to be a journalist in the future to tell the world how our life and maybe the newspaper and the radio stations and television, they don't tell the truth, the picture here in the Palestine. And maybe the government don't want to tell the people in the world the real picture here.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about how your life is being affected by the wall? Because even though there have been all of these negotiations and all of this talk that the situation is improving, the apartheid wall is continuing to be built. Do you want to just talk briefly about the effect of the wall
on your life. They will take lots of our land, and we can't continue with other cities. Maybe I can go to Jordan. I can go to Italy. I have been in Italy in the last month, but I can't have been in Jerusalem. I have been just one time in my life in Jerusalem, but it's maybe 15 minutes from here.
So you wanted to talk a little bit about how the situation is with your family here in the camp, and what's happened to them when there have been the frequent Israeli invasions that this camp in particular faces.
I can't have been more than six, maybe more than five, an afternoon outside home, because my family be afraid from the invasion. And after five, maybe all the places closed.
So let me just wrap it up by asking you one final question. Is there anything that you would like the world to understand about Palestine and about the people that live here, about the Palestinians, that you think that they don't have any idea about?
I want to see that we are not terrorism. We are just want to live in freedom. We want to live like anybody in the world and to live free.
Thanks for joining us today, Moram. Good luck with your studies. Reporting from the Occupied West Bank, I'm Kristina.
We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from Occupied Palestine.